What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Sports, running, airport, and crumbs across this desk out here, folks, in the KC metro area, recording this on Thursday night, March 13th. Thursday, March 13th, 2025. And if you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen. This will roll out on the same night. So this will roll out tonight in about another hour or so, somewhere in there. So thank you so much for giving your boy a listen. Make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now, because we're about to approach a mini little race season here for EG3 here, folks. Again, the plan, not doing too many races, at least for the spring, and trying to get the fall kind of figured out. But right now, just focusing on the, well, I'm going to call it the trifecta I got going on here as well. Again, like, subscribe, feel free, give us 4 or 5 stars, preferably. And tell a fellow runner, tell a fellow friend of the host of the show, or it's your first time listening to this podcast and you don't know the host of this podcast, continue to spread the word about the EG3 Podcast weekly, or sometimes 2 times a week. So we're only going to come to you once, because it is race week, and EG3, we're going back to Lawrence Monday for Lawrence Irish Mile. I'll have more on that on the back end of this podcast. I am looking forward to it, man. I really am. We did it last year again. If you want to find out more on what we did last year, it was our first time doing our actual road mile ever. Go back, check it out on our feed, the EG3 feed, underneath the 3Y Podcast with EG3. So go back, find it, all of our race caps and stuff like that, which we'll be doing again. Only 3 races in the spring season. And of course, got 2 for the summer, and possibly 2 in the fall. That's what the outlook is right now. Eddie's not doing too many races this year. The focus, we got goals to get. And what's the motto for this podcast for those that are the first time listeners? Unfinished business, baby. Unfinished business. It's all gonna start Monday, baby. I cannot wait. Get back to Lawrence. Let's do the damn thing. But we have something to talk about here. Free agency has been going on in the NFL. Apparently the new season has started, which makes sense. All that type of stuff. We've seen DK Metcalf to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Should have wrote everything down, but I'm trying to go off on memory here. Justin Fields to the Jets. We've seen some quarterbacks. Geno Smith to the Raiders. Sam Darnold, Seattle. We've seen a whole bunch of stuff going on in the NFL. The Chiefs made some few moves here and there. Chicago Bears getting Grady Jarrett. Sad after Grady Jarrett. 10 year career for the Falcons, with the Atlanta Falcons. My NFL team, right? Very sad. One of the core pieces of that team. Obviously the changeover. Atlanta Falcons, you need to make the playoffs this year. There's just no doubt. There's just no getting around that. You got to make the playoffs. And, yeah, I can go on a whole tangent about that. So there's that. And, look, Grady Jarrett was not the reason why that Atlanta didn't make the playoffs. It's the stubbornness, the hard-headedness of the Falcons front office not doing the right things, like getting a pass rusher. Well, we finally got a pass rusher. It'll be interesting to see it and finally get a pass rusher. Maybe backtrack a little bit. Leonard Floyd. Where was this 5 years ago? Right? Where was this 5 years ago? I was interested in Leonard Floyd then. Right? Right? But I finally got my Falcons got my guy onto the team. Now, yeah, Terry Fontenot, you're definitely on the hot seat. The general manager for the Atlanta Falcons. So you have to focus. We got limited picks. We don't have a whole bunch of picks, if I'm right on that. We don't have a lot of picks, right? So you have, if I were him, we're loaded on the offense side of the ball. With MPX, Michael Penix Jr., for those that don't catch that reference, like EG3, Eddie Greer III, You gotta focus. You gotta put your attention on the defense side of the ball, in my opinion. Look, you have the offensive pieces. You gotta say, screw it. Let's just focus on defense. Get younger. Get in. Do what you need to do. Just put all your resources in there. I won't even touch. Look, I know we lost Drew Dolman, the center, to the Chicago. We lose everybody to Chicago Bears this offseason so far. As I'm recording this podcast on Thursday night, March 13th, 2025. So I will put all my resources on that side of the ball. That's just my opinion, and I know y'all not a lot of Falcons fans, so y'all can laugh at me all y'all want. But I'm not a Chiefs fan, and y'all got some question answers as well. But with the offensive line, which that can be a whole other podcast in itself. But the Falcons, they needed to put all their resource, all their focus, their attention on the defense side of the ball. Because look, defense, the old cliche, defense wins championships. All right, right? Just ask Philadelphia Eagles, which they made some surprising moves themselves, getting rid of some guys too. This has been a crazy offseason so far. It's not even 2 weeks in. We're seeing guys moving all over the place, and don't get me started on the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. I'm not going to dive on in that tonight. Nope, not tonight. But yeah, so Greg Jerry has been one of the cornerstone pieces on the Atlanta Falcons for that so many years since he was drafted from Clemson. He was part of that team. That core, Deion Jones, DeAndre Campbell, Jarrett, those pieces that went to the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, yeah, we all know what happened there. Not gonna touch on that. That stupid ass Super Bowl that we lost to, that should not lost, but that's a whole other discussion for a whole other time. But you gotta get back to the playoffs. That's just the bottom line. Bottom line is you have to get back to the playoffs and I'm not putting them in that category. They don't deserve that. Look, it's apparent that, this team was supposed to make the playoffs this past year, and they didn't do it. Kirk Cousins fell out, bottom fell out. So I just think if I were in Terry Fontenot's shoes, I would just put all your resources in scouting into the defense. Look, draft defensive position, D tackle, maybe get another D tackle, maybe even get a DN, and maybe get overlooked a little bit. And this guy was talked about before he got missed a season due to tearing an ACL. Braylon Trice, who was drafted from Washington, the same class as Michael Penix. From what I listen to Falcons podcasts and all that. Yes, I'm a podcast guy. That's why I've been doing this podcast for a long time. This was a NASCAR podcast, for those that don't know, for a handful of years before turning back to your original podcast, which was talking about all things sports. Yes, this was a sports podcast first. Now, then turned into a NASCAR podcast, then back to sports / now running podcast. So there you go. So Braylon Trice, right? So that's a piece there that Falcons are getting back. So it'd be interesting to see how Braylon does there. So everybody was talking about Braylon Trice, that he's going to be playing right away. You're going to need guys that need to play right away and develop, right? So that's the whole Falcons situation there. You need defensive talent. You need to scout the right guys, and hopefully they just got done in the NFL Combine, so hopefully the Falcons staff, they need to get their head right. They need to get their head right and look for, hopefully, draft the right people. because look, Terry Fontenot is definitely on the hot seat. I don't know much. Raheem Morris, not yet. And I know I'm saying that, but look, you have to find the right pieces. You have to focus your resources on that side of the ball. I mean, every year it seems like we're focusing on the offense side of the ball, which we got the pieces to now. And yes, we're going to have to replace eventually Drew Dolman. And we just re-signed, Jake Matthews to a 2-year contract and whatnot. I'm not worried about the offense rightfully so, it's a defense. And getting rolled on by a sorry-ass team in the league, Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young, that's not going to cut it. That's just not going to cut it. So that is my spiel right now in the NFL. NFL moves going on right now. This is a whole bunch of movement going on. Some shocking moves as well. Tyler Lockett, I don't know what Seattle's doing. They let DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett go. So, and they signed Sam Darnold. So I don't know what they're doing. The Jets, I don't know what they're doing. Precisely yet. I know they got a new regime. Aaron Glenn going over there. He used to play with the New York Jets. So I go on and on with that. But this is the EG3 podcast here. So we're going to move forward to our next segment here on tonight's podcast. And we'll get to, I'll preview a little bit about Lawrence Irish Mile that we're going to do. There's also racing going on this weekend here in the KC Metro area. We'll get into all that on the back end of this episode. Racing. I mentioned a while ago NASCAR, right? This was a NASCAR podcast. For those of you first-time listeners, this was a NASCAR podcast, right? This past weekend, last weekend, the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series was in Phoenix. They're in the West Coast swing of the season. So this weekend is Las Vegas. I'm not getting all that right now, but the topic was, now I'm actually going to take one of the topics coming out of that weekend. I'm not going to discuss others because I can roll on for two segments, but racing for the win, putting people in the wall. And this came from the Xfinity Series last Saturday between Eric Almirola and Alex Bowman. And these two guys, now Alex Bowman is a regular in the Cup Series. Almirola is not. Almirola is retired from the Cup Series. Now he's part-time for the Xfinity Series. And, you know, I got in a small debate. I should say debate. That's not really the right word here. A small conversation, right, with one of my friend NASCAR friends on here. And I'm surprised he even watched the Cup Series race last weekend because he said permanently that he was not going to watch any more Cup races. Yeah, I'm calling you out. I'm not going to say your name, but you know who you are. You know who you are for sure. But look, man, here's the situation, right? I'll paint the picture real quick. So last couple of I think it was the final restart. Almirola, Bowman, they're up in the lead. Now, look, keep this in mind. These guys aren't Xfinity Series regulars, like a Justin Allgaier, like a Nick Sanchez, right? So these two guys bound for the win, right? And Almirola was in contention. Justin Allgaier dominated. He owns Phoenix, for the exception of he only has, two wins at this racetrack. He does all this dominating, leading laps and all that. Unfortunately, he was in position to win this race, by the way. And the caution came out. All right, let's re-rack him, restart it with three laps to go. And these two Cup guys, we're going to call them Cup guys for keep it simple. Cup guys, right? Go to the line. And there's plenty of room. Almirola rides up Bowman. This is driving. This is not running. Let's keep this in mind. This is driving cars. This is not running yet. And he walls up Bowman to the wall. Almirola wins it. There were some fantastic finishes, by the way, anyways. Then, of course, Sunday, Christian Bell winning three races, his third consecutive race in a row in the Cup Series. But the main topic over here, clean racing at the end. And funny enough, NASCAR's funny because you get dirty draw, you get that kind of racing where you drive people up against the wall to win a race. And then there's where you have Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell, both keep in mind teammates, by the way, for Joe Gibbs Racing. Clean finish, closest Phoenix finish, say that 10 times fast, in NASCAR history. So you had two opposite finishes there as well, but Almirola catching heat, as he should. You know better. That could have been avoided. That could have been avoided. Like I was telling my NASCAR buddy, that could have been avoided right there. He that was not really necessary. He could have just the track is wide enough. The front stretch is wide enough. Just go down to the bottom. Go down the bottom. You probably had to beat anyway. Just go down there to the bottom. Yeah, it's gonna be easy for me to sit here and do it, talk about it because I'm a NASCAR fan, right? That's one of my passions, and that's why I did the NASCAR podcast for so long on the space before turning it back to sports / running podcast. This is the EGD podcast, Eddie Gray III here on this Thursday night, March 13th, 2025. It is race week for Fast Eddie as he'll tackle Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas on Monday. We will have post-cast reaction immediately. I shouldn't say immediately, maybe a couple hours after, hours after the Lawrence Irish Mile. We're going to do that for the second year in a row, and we have a game plan. Am I going to share that game plan? No. I will share that with you after the fact. I want to keep that intact just in case people who are doing that or listen to this podcast. Yeah, so I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all this year. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm locked in. But anyway, just to finish up NASCAR real quick before I get really railroad tracks here is Amarola Bowman. Eric Amarola drives up. Bowman gets the wall. There was contact. Bowman hits the wall. Amarola wins it. Alex Bowman was not happy, was pissed, as he should have been, right? And Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin showed you perfectly how it's done. Even the fact that there might have been in some little bit of beating, banging toward the line, it was still clean, hard-ass racing. That's what you want right there. That is what you want if you're a NASCAR fan like myself. And I hate it, the fact that Amarola, look, he could have won it fair and square. And that might not be the right category for that either, but we're just going to roll with it here on this episode tonight. But the fact of the matter is, you guys are freaking cup guys, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I just think that, and maybe this is going off a bold statement, but I don't think cup guys, or even part-time guys for that matter, should be in the Xfinity Series. Ooh! Yeah, I just dropped that one. Yeah, I love going oddball on this podcast. Yeah, I just don't think cup guys or part-timers should be there. Especially if you're going to see something like that. Like, come on, man. I mean, yeah, NASCAR, they trickle it down where, oh, yeah, we're gonna let cup guys race only five times a year, and that'll be done with it. It just takes away the limelight of the other guys. Yes, Justin Allgaier has been in the series for a long ass time, right? I call him the grandfather, and it might be a little harsh, but I nicknamed him that because he's been in the series for a long time. He should have a cup ride. And yes, he made it to the got Dale Jr. into the Daytona 500. For those that don't know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., a Hall of Famer, now in the sport of NASCAR. He raced, obviously. His famous father, unfortunately, passed away in the 2001 Daytona 500. But he, of course, he has his own podcast, but a longtime advocate for the sport. And now he's going to be a part of the Amazon Prime crew. That's going to be doing, six races this summer for Amazon. So there's a little background information on that. Maybe you needed to know that. Maybe you didn't. But I'm going to share that anyways. Just because you guys don't know who that is. But he's one of the popular names. And he was the most popular driver for a long time in the sport. So there you go. Just all guy. He's been in that series for a long time. That, he could have won that race if those two not even in it. So that's what I'm saying here. I get rid of the... That's not a shade to some. Now, if there are part timers that are trying to learn for a certain amount of races, I can allow that. But if you're retired or a cup, if you're retired or a current Cup Series driver, I don't think you should belong in there. I just don't. That's BS for me because that's the fact that we want to see the younger guys. We don't want to see y'all. We see y'all on Sundays, man. And yes, back in the era of when NASCAR was really hot, we saw double duty, and that was fine. That was back then. That was okay. That's fine. Like the Kyle Busches, like the Mark Martins, like the Kevin Harvicks of the world, right? But now, I mean, if you're gonna see that stuff and get this type of conversation, like it draws conversation. No, don't get me wrong. No doubt, like Amarola, probably he admitted it. See, when you do that, you know it's wrong. So that whole type of contact finish right there, that should have been avoided right there. You two guys should know better than that. And really, I'm calling everybody out. Racing that series, I don't think y'all should be in that series. I want to see the younger guys, like the Parker Reshloffs, like the Travis Quapples of the world, like the Connor Zilliches of the world, right? You want to see those guys develop, continue to get better. That's just what it is. I'm going out on a limb here saying, yeah, I don't think they belong in that series. I really don't. Even the retired guys, you retired. Yeah, be with your families, man. Do that or invest in a little race team. But other than that, I just don't think that retired Cup guys, current Cup guys, no. You shouldn't be in that series. And you should not. And don't get me started on being in truck series. Don't get me started on that. No. So that's my whole spiel on there. The EGD podcast continues. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday night, March 13th, 2025, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Rolling light or wrong on this podcast here, folks. Some races here real quick. One of my friends is doing the New York City half this weekend in New York. And obviously, if you did get into New York City new full marathon, congratulations to you. Look, and I've said this in the past. I think I've said this in one of the episodes. And I'll probably say it again. These world majors are really hard to get into. And probably Chicago, the easiest to get into because yours truly got in last year, but he got in on time. So that's why I got in. the lottery stuff, I think all the majors are hard. And obviously Boston is a whole different situation. You got to get in on time. Not only that, you got to run faster. 10 minutes faster than what your age qualification says. So, all that saying, New York half this weekend, and I got some of the names written down here. So, I actually did write down some names here. So, you have, apparently, Dakota Lindworm is in it. No, I'm going off of the ladies here. Hillary Bohr, Emily Sisson also will be in there. Fiona O'Keefe, Woody Kincaid apparently is making her debut. There's well. Let me click on this real quick. There as well here. Yeah. So I want to make sure this is right before. Okay. Yeah. 2025 list here. Yeah. Woody Kincaid making her debut there. Let me see here. Who's he? Yeah. Connor Mance looks like he's gonna be racing this as well. Let me see here. Yeah, so just the Americans, right? Emily Sisson, Sarah Hall, Fiona O'Keefe, Dakota Pulpin, I maybe said that right, Emily Venters, Lauren Gregory, Lizzie Flanagan, if I could get it out of my mouth, Allie Kiefer, Susanna Sullivan, Emma Bates is running Boston, Stephanie Bruce has been in it for a long time, Kim Connolly, Kellen Taylor, Desiree Linden, Des Linden, yes, Sarah Vaughn, Catherine Fuber, Alexandra Conway, Elena Levy, Gabriella Yvarto, butcher that name, oh my goodness, and a few others are in that as well. So again, a stacked women's field as usual up there in New York. One of my friends is doing it as well. She's psyched, and luckily, Luckily, that foot of hers is feeling better. Shout out Elena. She's going out there and up there and doing that this weekend. I know there's some races here. The St. Paddy's 4-miler in Westport. Hilly course, which we've done in the past. Will not do it because that'll screw everything up for Monday. So not going to do that. Not sign up for it. So shout out Kansas City Running Club. Yes, sir. Who puts on those races, puts on that race every year. Several of y'all will be doing that. I will not be doing that because, again, that's going to screw up everything if I jump in that. Because, obviously, it's a hilly course in Westport in KC. Really, very, very hilly terrain up there. You will feel it. As I did. I did back-to-back races last year. Westport, the Beard 5K. Not a good decision. The EG3 podcast. looking back at that, I was gonna stick to running the Beard 5K. And I decided, hell with it. Let's do the Westport anyway. And yes, I paid the price for it the next day. But anyways, yeah, so there you go on that. And let me see. Oh, it did have the men's on here real quick. Yeah, men's, Connor Mance, Hillary Bohr. Interesting. Hillary is in the men's division, so he will be doing that. Reed Fisher, Baya Simbasa. I'm only reeling off USA names. That's important. Charlie Sweeney, Connor Winter, and going back to Connor Mance real quick. Under an hour. Damn. He did that this year at Houston, a 59:17. There as well. Let me see. Charlie Sweeney, Carnal Winner, Nick Hogger, Tim McGowan, Jordan Daniel, Luke Combs making his debut, Colin Daly making his debut, Woody Kincaid. I got to make another correction. He, not a she. Woody Kincaid, he's going to be making his debut as well. And backing up real quick to Emily Sisson, since we did the fastest for the USA men, 106. That was last year when Emily Sisson did the Houston half last year there as well. So there's that. You have the St. Paddy's run here in KC. Let me see if I can pull up running company real quick. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yeah. No. That's not what I want. There we go. That's what I want right there. I want the calendar, not the results. Of course you're going to do that. What the heck's going on? Our events here. Let me see. Bad podcasting. Here we go. Hey, calendar. All right. So, yeah, so you have the Westport Saturday. Yeah, the New York half Saturday. Let me see here if I can click on anything here. They need to know. Let's see. I don't see anything. Wait. Whoop. Patrick's Day 5K. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yes, sir. So you have the Patrick. So you have the Westport 4-miler, New York Half Marathon, which Elena's going to be participating in. Good luck to you, Elena. So you have the KCRC putting on this race, Westport 4-miler, 10 o'clock. For those of you interested in that, make sure you go sign up on that. And then you have the KC Running Company, KC Team Challenge Team, putting on the fast St. Patrick's 5K. That's going down. That's one of the more faster races that I have not done. If I didn't do, was it taking place with the Irish Mile in Lawrence on Monday, I would be jumping in this, but maybe that'll be next year. Maybe that'll be next year. Something I'll do next year. But that is going on before. That's 8 a.m. Some of y'all might be doing double. If y'all doing that, good luck. Have fun with that. Well, have fun with that. But I know a lot of fast people will be doing that. St. Patrick's 5-day going down at 8 o'clock. In Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know the exact location. Oh, that's going to be in Martin City. So, thank you. KC Running Company calendar for that information there as well. So, a lot going on, and obviously nothing Sunday, and then Monday, EG3 will be in Lawrence for the Lawrence Irish Mile. Cash rises involved. Even cash certificates involved in that as well. We are going for it. We are going to go for it. Not the win, not the overall win. I'm not close to that yet. But maybe I'm not close to that yet. But You're going to go for the Masters. That's what we're going for. So I'm very excited for it, but the strategy is in place. Am I going to share that with y'all? I'm not going to share that with y'all. We'll share that in the postcast. So be on the lookout for that. Since the calendar turned Monday, I've been locked in. I've been pumped up, and I cannot wait. I just can't wait. I had so much fun last year doing it. It was my first road mile last year after doing the Metro Mile. Several months for that, so I'm looking forward to it, man. It's good, guys. It's gonna be awesome, man. I cannot wait on St. Patty's Day. The weather's supposed to be nice. Ooh, race is supposed to start, I think after 12, somewhere in there. I don't have the information pulled up in front of me right now. What is this person doing? But anyways. Yeah, see, this is my pet, that's my pet peeve right there. That's my pet peeve right there. All this space right here. All that space out there. You need a spot to park right there. This is why I get irritated. Maybe I'm getting old. See, this stuff outside the EG3 complex. This is what I'm talking about right here. But anyways, this is why people out here don't know use your head. But anyways, I'm going to get in trouble. But anyways, Irish Mile, Monday for Eddie Greer III. Fast Eddie. Fast Eddie's going to be out there running around, trying to get after it. And hoping whatever you guys are doing this weekend, whether it's participating in the New York City Half, not the elites, but if you're taking place in that, good luck to y'all. But if y'all doing races here, you're doing races here, make sure, hey, give it your all. Have fun. I know Westport's going to be popping. Have fun out there and do what y'all do. I'm not trying to tell y'all to do, but have fun doing it. It's going to be a big weekend. St. Patty's Day on Monday. I am looking forward to being in Lawrence this week. Not this weekend. That's Monday morning as well. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available weekly. So again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, all that fun stuff. So make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel as well. That's going to wrap things up for this week's edition of the EG3 podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a full postcast. Fast, it's going to be out there in Lawrence. We'll see what goes down in Lawrence on Monday afternoon. This has been another episode of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.